Seventh parak of Bava Kama, second Mishnah. A person who gone al pishnayim v'tovach hamach al piyim. A person who stole in the middle of the night, and there were two witnesses that caught him, and then they also noticed that afterwards he shechted it or he sold it to a second party. So now he's eligible to pay 4 or 5 times. If he stole an ox, then he pays 5 times. He stole a sheep, he pays 4 times. There are other ones that testify that he shechted it or he sold it. He pays the full amount of 4 or 5 times. Gonav u'mochel b'Shabbos. If he stole and he sold it on Shabbos, gonav u'mochel avodah zarah. Or he stole and he sold it to avodah zarah. Gonav v'tovach b'yom kippurim. Or he stole and he shechted it on Yom Kippur. Gonav shel ovi v'tovach u'mochel. He stole from his father and afterwards he shechted it or sold it. V'achar kach meis aviv. And only afterwards his father died. All these cases are cases which he has to pay the entire amount. Why would there be a tzata pater in these cases? If there's kum lebi deram, I mean, if when he shechted it, he was mechal Shabbos, he doesn't have to pay. Because since he gets a death penalty, he doesn't have to pay. But here, he didn't shecht it on Shabbos, he just sold it on Shabbos. Selling it on Shabbos only is a drabonon. Or selling to avodah zarah is not, there's no death penalty for that. Shechting on Yom Kippur is kares, but also not death penalty. This mission holds that only if you get a death penalty, that paters you from paying. If he stole from his father, then it's also his father's a different possession. He stole from his father, he has to pay the full amount. If father died only after he shechted it, so at the time he shechted it, it still belonged to his father, and therefore he has to pay the full amount. If he shechted it, he stole it and shechted it, and afterwards he made it hektish. All these cases, but also, if he shechted it because he needed the blood for medicinal purposes, or leklovim, that the dogs wanted to eat the blood or the meat, not for human consumption, even so, he has to pay the full amount because he shechted it. Sheikh Ibrahim said treifa, also, even though it's treifa, he cannot eat it, but it's considered a shechita, because even if the animal is a treifa, shechita helped, I'll call upon him that it's not metame, tumas nevelis anymore. All these cases, Misham Tashon Lev, Chamisha, Rabbi Shimon, Poite Vishnai Melo. The last case we said after the treifa was Chulin Bazara, which you're not supposed to shech something, a regular animal, which is not a korban, inside the courtyard of the base of Mikdash. The first Tana holds that even though it's not edible, but still the Shechita helped, that it's not an Avela, and that's good enough to be considered a Shechita, and you have to pay the full price. Rabbi Shimon says no, since you cannot eat the meat, that's considered shchita sheinu ruya, and it's not considered shchita in respect to this halacha, therefore it will be enough to pay kefil.